House Bill 4014 will increase the criminal penalties for littering. Part of the bill divides offenses into three categories based on quantity, the smallest category being less than 100 pounds or 27 cubic feet in length. The punishment for that category has been increased to a $250 minimum fine, or in the discretion of the court, community services of no less than 24 hours to 100 hours, or both. The bill would also double the penalty for any person convicted of a second or subsequent violation. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Tim Manchin says the committee wanted to focus on littering so that West Virginia's natural beauty can remain untarnished by waste.
Every year when the leaves come off of the trees and most of the greenery goes away, what we see when we drive around on our highways are things that our public has left behind that they ought to be taking home with them. And I think that's what the real need is I think we see it more so this time of year. You can't drive down the highway without seeing tax dollars being spent to pick up litter along our highways, and it's just an absolute shame. And I think we just felt that the fines and the penalties at this point are not significant enough to deter people from doing that, and we needed to increase that and try to bring some awareness to it.
The bill passed unanimously and now moves on to the Senate. The House also unanimously passed House Resolution 5, establishing a memorial to the former delegate from Webster County, Joseph Talbot, who passed away recently. With Talbot's family in attendance for the floor session, members of the House, including Speaker Miley, took the opportunity to remember the life of their former colleague.
The one thing that strikes me about Joe Talbot, among the other things that have been said, is that he was probably the most intellectually honest person I've served with. He didn't let himself be influenced by the politically popular issue of the day, but rather the deep-seated convictions and beliefs he held for fairness to everybody. He will be missed.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.